You're listening to VFN TV highlights at VFNKB.com. Enjoy.
You see these things that are happening where you're so tempted to just respond to it physically. Maybe you're exhausted because you've been trying to respond to all this spiritual battles that are taking place spiritually, but you're responding to them physically, you know? And he tells us we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but against spiritual wickedness in high places, against powers and principalities, spiritual wickedness. But we have the authority of God to be able to cast those things down. But we can find ourselves trying to fight this enemy in the physical. We won't win. As a matter of fact, God showed Dutch Sheets that he had six fingers on both hands. You know who had six fingers on both their hands? The giants. The Valley of Giants. They were known because they had six fingers on each hand. And God says, you can't fight it like they fight it. You can't fight these giants like that. And they literally came and cut his fingers off. As a matter of fact, take a look.
They come to me all the time. Guy sent me one yesterday. A trusted prophet. It's not even about this message. I was in the Valley of Rephaim, where David is called. Rephaim means giants, the Valley of the Giants. It's where David had the God of the breakthrough, where the wind blew through the trees. The God of breakthrough came to him in the Valley of Rephaim. You were there, he said, to fight giants. But he said, and you had the boxing gloves, and that's all a part of that appeal to heaven journey, where I said, to knock out giants, you have to wear these two gloves, covenant and everlasting and evergreen. Covenant with God and a revelation of who he is. That's how you take out giants. He said, you were there and you had the gloves hanging around your neck, but you couldn't get them on because you had six fingers on each hand. And the giants, and biblically, they had six fingers, six toes. And you kept thinking, how do I defeat these giants? I can't get these gloves on. And God came to him and said, you're not supposed to have six fingers. I'm going to have to cut a digit off of each hand so you can get these gloves on. He said, you can't fight the way they fight. You think you need six fingers. You think you need to be as big and as whatever as the giants so you can take them out. But you don't have to be. You have to be what I made you to be. And you have to wear my gloves, so I'm going to cut those fingers off. You can get the gloves on. He said, God cut them off. You didn't cry. You didn't whimper. It didn't hurt. He said, I saw those bloody things hit the ground, and you put the gloves on, knocked out the giants. These kind of dreams are coming to me all the time now, John. Who would think of that stuff?
So you think about it. He couldn't get those six-fingered hands into the gloves called Everlast, the boxing glove, and Evergreen, which is the tree that represents covenant. That this is fought by, the strength of the Lord and covenant with God, because God makes a covenant that everything, let every man be a liar and God be the truth. When God says something, you can believe what God says and you can speak it out and decree and declare it. And it's exciting to be able to see that. And it's exciting that we don't have to fight it in our own strength, that we just begin to speak by faith what God is saying, be in agreement. If one could put 1,000 to flight, two could put 10,000 to flight. Think about that. What, three can put, 100,000 to flight. When we get in unity and agreement and prayer and speaking and prophesying, I mean, major defeats can happen to the enemy.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNKB.com. And don't forget about our VFNKB app. No matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share it with your friends. Connect and sign up for the next webinar or attend our next summit at VFNKB.com. VFN TV and the daily radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.